Good morning. You're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Oh, a great day.
Yeah. Another
headed to the state basketball tournament. We'll have a lot of basketball on the radio the next few days, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be exhausting, and it's great.
Yep, got a lot coming up. Well, very good. Yeah, we'll be chatting more about that coming up. We've got a lot of news and happenings for you this morning on the Red Rock Morning Show. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, but chatting a little bit more about the latest out of the San Juan School District, where members of the board in their latest meeting discussed the new Blanding Elementary School. We talked quite a bit about the need and discussion around additional space at the elementary school, as well as other capital needs in the district, what the cost will be for those additional three classrooms to be added on to the already approved design. But at that meeting as well, members of the board heard about other concerns brought up most often in the community survey regarding the new Blanding Elementary School. Behind the need for additional classroom space, business administrator Tyrell Pemberton shared that most other common survey concerns included the size of the gym, as well as the request to simplify the design of the school to save costs, such as unifying the color of flooring material rather than the proposal of different colors in different wings of the building. Pemberton added, "We won't save millions by simplifying those elements, but we will look at what we can do to cost areas in different ways." At the meeting, members of the board also approved their meeting calendar for the 2024-2025 school year, with monthly meetings planned, as well as reports from different schools and district organizations throughout the year. At the meeting, members of the board also approved the school trust land report. The required annual report includes how funds received from the State Trust Land Administration, TLA, formerly CITLA, were used over the past year. You can read more about that in depth in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. Speaking of which, it is Wednesday morning, Bill, which means we got the latest edition of the San Juan Record out now. Tell us what's in this latest edition.
We've got a new issue of the San Juan Record. It's ready to roll. We're busy getting it. It'll be on the newsstands and in your boxes. If you have an online subscription, of course, it's there. It's 5 a.m. every Wednesday morning. Our front page photo, we have a photo of our week feature that's really one of my favorite aspects of the paper. And Kaylee Dalton, the local photographer, took a picture of a fox that was just kind of hanging out on the sidewalk. And so that's our cover photo, is a beautiful local fox. Pick it up. We've got a story about Blanding Elementary School that we just heard about, that school board meeting where they're making adjustments, added a few, three new classrooms and tweaking here and there in anticipation of this incredible, roughly $50 million construction project that will be beginning soon. I also have a San Juan County Commission meeting. They're going to operate a Children's Justice Center in-house. There are justice centers across the state. Tracy Tabbitt, a Monticello native, operates these justice centers through the state attorney general's office. And anyway, it sounds like they're going to have one in San Juan County.
Yeah, they've had one in partnership with Grand County, but the decision's been made that they're going to split those apart, provide more services and centralized services for San Juan County. So that's part of that. That's part of that county commission meeting.
Very good. We have a neighborhood caucus night next Tuesday. It's March 5th. Both Republican and Democratic parties will have neighborhood caucus. The Democrats are doing it through Zoom, a single meeting. The Republicans will be holding neighborhood caucuses throughout the county. The challenge is that the boundaries have been changed and so forth. So registered Republicans should be getting a card in the mail saying where they should go to those meetings. But they'll be electing delegates for the county and state convention. And this year in the Republican Party, there's going to be a presidential preference caucus. So anyway, that'll be next Tuesday.
It's that same night as the Super Tuesday. So that's also the primary presidential in Utah for the Democratic Party. The Republican Party opting not to have an election, but rather this preference poll.
Caucus, yeah.
If you're a Democratic affiliated voter, you should have received a ballot in the mail to vote for the Democratic primary presidential election.
Very good. Thank you. Tied to the Post, which is an ongoing feature in the paper by Steve Simpson. He owns Twin Rocks Trading Post in Bluff. Has a really nice article about a traditional basket that was created by local artist Chris Johnson that has been purchased by a museum. It's a really a cool basket that features cityscapes, building profiles of buildings across the world. So New York, London, Paris in this traditional Navajo San Juan County basket. So that's a fun story there in the paper. High school sports, we don't have any. The San Juan Broncos, the 2A tournament took place last week, and we're just wrapping up by going to the 1A tournament this week. It'll be the final week of winter sports. But we have the academic all-state athletes who have been named and have profiles written by their coaches of each of these seven local student scholar athletes who had a pretty cool statewide honor. So that's good. We also have next week, next Monday, is the annual Sterling Scholar Competition in Southeast Utah. And students from throughout San Juan, Grand, Emory, Carbon County will meet in Monticello, have a big competition. There's 25 San Juan County students who are involved in that, and we have profiles of them. So anyway, a ton going on with the no sport, not as much sports as we've had, but a lot of student activities. Obituaries in the paper today for Kenny Nielsen, a longtime resident of San Juan County who passed away, and Matthew Dwayne Benson, just 18 months old. He passed away just last week. So you can pick up the paper. There's a lot in there. We have a lot going on in the community, and pick it up and become informed and participate in your neighborhood caucus next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, we're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Some other school-related news. Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal relating on the latest from the Montezuma Cortez School Board meeting. They had a couple different items at their agenda, on the agenda, include discussions about HVAC solutions in the district, as well as the All-State Choir Group and the Panther Chef's Cheesecake lineup. Board heard from student body representatives from Kemper Elementary School, bringing projects for the board to view. Also, as part of the meeting, the board approved their calendar and the final 2023-2024 budget. With the next meeting slated to take place on Tuesday, March 26 at 6 p.m. You can read more about the meeting in full in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com.
Let's back up a little bit. Cheesecake?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Panther Chefs. I guess they got cheesecake.
Man. You know, I consider myself a connoisseur of fine cheesecakes, and if they're looking for a judge.
Well, so they're hosting their Cheesecake Mania holiday and taking orders until this Friday. Ah. So you can go ahead and order by emailing pantherchefs@gmail.com. And so I think Bill might be putting an order
wow.
in, it sounds like.
Wow. Yeah. Let me write that down.
Very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there are funeral services for Jacques Avery Wright, age 46 of Cortez, today at 11 a.m. at the Cortez Seventh-day Adventist Church. Funeral services for Matthew Dwayne Benson begin at 11 a.m. on Friday in Salem, South Dakota. Matthew, just 18 months old, is the son of Colton and Elida Benson of Monticello. Graveside services for Lorraine Kathleen Van Dorn, age 77 of Cortez, will be held on Thursday, February 29th at 11 a.m. at the Cortez City Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families at this time. Take a quick break and be back. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Alan at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Tucked away in the heart of Moab, Utah, your little slice of quilting heaven awaits. With over 1,300 bolts of fabric, Canyonland Quilts is every quilter's dream come true. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, our store is the place to be for all your quilting needs. Don't miss out. Drop by and let your creativity soar. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Moab Business Park and 24/7 at CanyonlandQuilts.com. See you soon and happy quilting.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Celebrate backyard birds during National Bird Feeding Month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. We've got big sales on Ace 40-pound wild bird food and 20-pound black oil sunflower seed. Assorted varieties of Ace bird suet, just $1.39 apiece. Plus, save on Ace spray paint, yard and garden tools, Flex Seal products, Gorilla Tape, and much more. It's all part of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
It's a crowded field in the race to replace Mitt Romney in the U.S. Senate. One candidate has a name that might be familiar to residents of the Red Rock Country. Jason Walton is a Republican seeking the seat in the U.S. Senate, and he joins us today. Welcome to the morning show, Jason.
Well, thanks, Bill. It's an honor and a privilege to be on the show with you.
Well, very good. Jason was raised in Monticello, was the son of George and Trudy Walton. When did your family move away? How old were you, Jason?
I was just getting into middle school, I believe. Uh-huh. I think I just finished up in Mr. Barton's class in fifth grade there at Monticello Elementary.
Oh, excellent. So tell us about the path that led you from a fifth grader in Monticello Elementary to your candidacy for the U.S. Senate.
The path. Well, so I moved originally to Southern California, where my mother grew up. Actually, my father was an LDS missionary there and baptized her whole family. And so we went to that area. I went to high school there till my senior year in high school, and then spent 1 year in Dallas, Texas, and then went to BYU. And at Brigham Young University, I met my wife, Kristen, and got a degree in accounting. And Bill, I'm not even the accountant in my home. My wife has her master's in tax accounting. But the next thing was we ended up starting a business, and we moved to Dallas, Texas, and started our first press control business just right out of our garage. And slowly build it up. We didn't take on any investors. We just kind of did it ourselves. We bootstrapped it and slugged it out. And over a period of time, we raised a family and, ended up back here in Provo, Utah. We have three children. Our oldest daughter, Jessica, actually just passed away a few years ago, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter, Laura, is a senior at BYU, and when she graduates soon, and she's going to be heading off to medical school with her husband, who will be attending medical school. And then I have a son, Josh, who is in his third year at Utah Valley University. But your question, like, how did I end up here? Honestly, without getting riled up about it, I was just frustrated. I've never liked or trusted politicians, like, at all. And if anybody are small business owners, it's a frustrating experience running into corruption and corrupt regulators and regulation. Like, it's very frustrating. Uh-huh. And I actually didn't believe that there were honest politicians. I didn't know any. And, you know, there came a time, especially after our daughter died. Our daughter actually took her own life right here in Provo. Mm. And that's a wake-up event. For anyone listening, and for those who've had that experience, my heart goes out to you. It is so much worse than what someone could imagine that is like. But I kind of woke up and said, what can I really do with the rest of my life that's meaningful and good? And I became friends with Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, here from Utah. And I thought, there's an honorable, good man. And I got to know him first as just a person. And I think he's just a remarkably good human being. Huh. And when I originally ran for Senate, I didn't even tell him I was running. I told him after the fact. And I just passionately feel like I'm scared about what's going on in our country. So I'm terrified of what the world, and especially the United States of America, which I deeply love, what we're going to be like in 5 years or in 10 years. And we can just go right down the list. But for those of us who are business owners or homeowners and are used to living with a budget, and you watch how the United States runs things, I mean, we would be out of house and home bankrupt.
Yes.
If we operated the way the United States government does. And so it just out of frustration saying, who's going to step up and do something about it? And
so an entrepreneurial path and raise your family path. You haven't been on a quest to serve in the U.S. Senate since you were a child necessarily, huh?
Oh, heavens no. No, I look, I'll be honest. Like, it's a hard decision to even do it now. I've just built my life to a good place, and, you know, we build a good national pest control company. So it's been a lifelong labor so that we could get to this point and spend more time with family or doing other things. But no, I've strongly never had a desire to run for the U.S. Senate. Quite frankly, I wish somebody else would go vote how I want to vote.
So this is your first time seeking elected office?
First time seeking any elected office. Yeah. Now, it's not just not seeking elective office. Like I've said, I was very distrustful of politicians in general, very much so. And I think that it's not just me that's felt that way. I think that there's a lot of us, especially conservatives, who felt a strong distrust for anything political and a lot of bureaucratic organizations, and just felt that the whole thing's corrupt. And let me tell you something. My experience so far is it's true that there is corruption everywhere, everywhere. And it's not just politicians. It's also regulators. And there are solutions to these problems. It just takes brave people to step up who are not career politicians, who are not afraid of being voted out of office, who will just stand up and do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And I'm that person. So if people don't like me out of office, then vote me out and send me home. But I am not going to change my principle-centered approach for any type of political reason. I think most conservatives and rational people can realize that there are solutions. And there are solutions to the border. There's solutions to the spending. There's solutions to big government. And I guess my frustration, Bill, because you asked why I'm running, as I sit and watch, I feel like there has to be more corruption even than maybe what we realize in why our elected officials are not making decisions that seem consistent with what's in the best interest of our national security and just of the future of the country that we're leaving to our children.
Well, very good. Let's move on. Listeners may remember George Walton as the voice of Southeast Utah over the radio waves for KUTA, a local AM station. He's a fixture in the area for many years. Jason's grandparents, William and Thelma Walton, were community leaders in Monticello, with Grandpa Walton serving as mayor of the town and Thelma being a beloved teacher in the school system. Your great-grandfather, Charles Walton Jr., was lowered over the cliffs to set charges on the Hole in the Rock Trail. That's remarkable.
Yep.
And your background goes all the way back to the very founding of Monticello, with your great-great-grandparents, Charles and Jane Walton. Jane Walton may be familiar to listeners. She was shot and killed at the very first Pioneer Day dance in Monticello. One of the most remarkable stories. Standoff between a cowboy and a local boy. Remarkable story. What an incredible heritage, Jason.
I'm very proud of it, yeah.
How does your background influence your path?
Well, it doesn't our background like set the path for all of our future? And so it's really easy to see that I am so proud. I hope everyone from the Four Corners area, not just Monticello, but San Juan County, tell me any place in the world where you can be more proud of your heritage. Because I've been all over the world. I've been to all seven continents, and I haven't seen a place anywhere where I'm more proud of the heritage that we have in San Juan County, and for me, more specifically in Monticello. But think about what that was like for those early families. I mean, literally going to that patch of land at 7,000 foot elevation and saying, just go start a town there. Just make something from nothing. And of course, they had a lot of help there, I believe, with the Navajo Indians and their graciousness. But what the kind of people that can have the grit and the ability or the moxie to actually go do that, what kind of values are they passing down to their children? And what kind of values do they pass to their children? And that's what we see that to me is like the heart of America, like the heart of what made America incredible, is the people who that knew how to go work hard, put in an honest day's work, expect to be rewarded for what they did, expect consequences to follow their actions, and took pride in what they do. And in my experience in Monticello and in San Juan County, that it's that way. That's certainly the way it was instilled into me. I think it gets instilled into your blood, and it's just a way of thinking and perceiving the world. And it's that same, those same values that I see today that are being trampled upon that makes me want to run for office. If everybody in the United States would embrace the values that were taught to me as a young man in Monticello, then I think that we wouldn't have the problems that we have today.
Thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think the only thing I want to add is how much I miss San Juan County and Monticello. So I was able to come down recently with a group of young men from where we lived and stay up on buckboards and show them all the glory and grandeur of San Juan County. So I just want to express my appreciation to all the people in San Juan and thank you for your support.
Well, very, very good. We've been joined this morning by Jason Walton, a Monticello native, who's one of the candidates for U.S. Senate. Glad that you've joined us, and we wish you the best of luck, Jason.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel, the ultimate destination for nonstop entertainment in the Four Corners. From thrilling gaming action to mouth-watering dining, comfortable lodging, sports betting, and pulse-pounding bingo, Ute Mountain Casino is your go-to spot for live entertainment and now live poker at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. Four packs of GE HD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Running now at the Moab Museum, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds in a Moab prison camp, Japanese American incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. It's Wednesday morning, February 28th, 2024, Bill.
Yeah, and that song you just heard, Love is Blue by Paul Morat. It's the number one song in 1968, 56 years ago today. He was a French orchestra leader. He did a remake of this classical music. Love is Blue is the number one for 5 weeks back in 1968. Kind of a fun song. On this day in 1922, Egypt was declared an independent country. The Persian Gulf War ended on this day in 1991 when Saddam Hussein accepted a ceasefire agreement. February 28, 1983 was the final episode of MASH. An estimated 106 million people watched that episode. That was event TV that we don't have now. We have so many options that you don't match what that feeling of everybody in the nation was watching the same TV show.
Except for the Super Bowl.
Except for the Super Bowl. And we got different options for the Super Bowl, too. I may watch on Telemundo because I like the Spanish.
Yeah, or the trend. Nickelodeon one where they had SpongeBob as a commentator. That's one I wish I would have watched.
Man, that would have been, yeah. It was 11 years ago today. Pope Benedict became the first pope in nearly 600 years to step down as the pope. Today is Snowshoe Day, it's National Chocolate Souffle Day, and it's National Pancake Day, so take your pick. Today is also not the last day of February. Of course, Leap Day is tomorrow. I think we should all get to do whatever the heck we want on Leap Day.
It's an extra day.
It's an extra day, so there shouldn't be expectations of the 38 things you need to do. You just get a free day.
Just extra basketball for Bill and I at the State 1A tournament.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I guess we are getting to do whatever we want to do on Leap Day. Let me think. What else is going up? Okay, here's the deal. The trailer for Horizons, an American Saga, is out. I don't know if you've seen it, but these two movies that'll be coming out this summer that I took a look at it. I was interested in who was going to be in it, and I heard a few rumors, but the three biggest stars in this movie, of course, Kevin Costner, who's the producer and writer and star, and of course, he's everywhere in it. Sienna Miller is in it. She's going to add a nice little touch to the movie. The third star of the movie is the Horizons of the Red Rock Country. It's really cool. Yeah. I mean, our area is going to be front and center in these movies. Two parts this summer, the first in June, one later on in late August, I think. If you look at the trailer, I understand there are glimpses of a few familiar faces in the background.
Yeah.
A lot of local people involved in the production. Great vistas, big horizons, sweeping music, lots of horses, and a shootout or two. So, anyway, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Like you say, lots of local folks, too, you may recognize in the background.
And a few horses you may, hey, I've seen that horse before.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But the LaSalle Mountains and, you know, the incredible Red Rock Country, Castle Valley. Anyway, it's can't wait for it to come out. That'll be a lot of fun. Birthdays today. A renowned person in Monticello in the old days was a guy named Soapy Perkins. What a great nickname, Soapy Perkins. He was named John Perkins. So when he was young, a young John Perkins with a pretty normal name, John Perkins, was riding in a rodeo, and someone in the stands yelled out in the crowd, "He's like Soapy Perkins." Soapy Perkins is the most famous jockey in the world at the time, and very, very famous. And the nickname stuck. And when he died at the age of 99 in 1981, I remember Soapy Perkins. He was still Soapy Perkins. Anyway, so universally known in the Red Rock country as Soapy Perkins. People didn't know his name was John. Well, I was doing some in-depth research like you only can do on the internet. The original Soapy Perkins was born on this day in 1879 in Lexington, Kentucky. So, anyway, you won't hear that anywhere else except the Red Rock Morning Show.
Yeah, I don't think so, but you've heard it today.
You heard it today. Race car driver Mario Andretti is 84 years old today. Brian Jones, who played guitar for the Rolling Stones, was born on this day in 1942. He died in 1969, tragically died. Comedian Gilbert Gottfried was born on this day in 1955. He died 2022, but he'll live forever as the voice of the Aflac Goose. We'll hear Gilbert Gottfried for a long time. Musician Randy Jackson, 69 years old today. Of course, he's an American Idol judge and was the bassist for lots of groups, including Journey. Happy birthday to John Evans, Michael Taft Benson, Kerry Coyote, and Max Howell. So, tomorrow's Leap Day. We want to make sure that those people who only get to fully celebrate their birthday once every 4 years, that they get recognized. We want to get it right. So, if you know of any Leap Day birthdays, let us know by giving us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Once again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break, and we'll be back with more news and happenings. We'll send you to the job fair and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab, or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Clément role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com. or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Keep your email and internet hack-proof with these suggestions from Emory Telcom. Don't click on links or attachments from unknown senders. Avoid sharing personal info and login details. And watch for fake domain names and senders. Right now, new Emory Telcom customers get their first 2 months of internet free. Give them a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelcom.com. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movement. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Utah 1A basketball state tournaments get underway in earnest today in Richfield with second round action. First up, the number 12 Whitehorse boys take on number 5 Wendover at 11:30 a.m. Then at 1 p.m., it's the top-ranked Monument Valley girls against number 16 Pinnacle. At 2:30, the 8th-ranked Green River boys take on number 9 Milford. The number 7 Whitehorse girls face number 10 Valley at 5:30, and both Monticello teams are ranked 14th and will play at 7 p.m., the boys against number 3 Panguitch and the girls against number 3 Rich. We'll feature live coverage of all the San Juan County teams right here on Red Rock 92. Good luck to everybody. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. We're going to close it out with the regional sports report. Last night, the Utah Jazz falling to Atlanta on the road. Looking at action tonight, it's the Denver Nuggets hosting the Sacramento Kings. That tips off at 7. That's the regional sports report. Of course, locally, we're going to be following all 5 active San Juan County teams in the 1A Utah High School basketball tournament, so be sure to tune in for that here on 92.7. First game, 11:30, Whitehorse boys against Wendover. That's going to do it for this edition of the show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.